Blog Talk Radio.
Cold world. Southside. Can't get enough. Can't get enough. Eastside. Westside. Worldwide. Ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the bins wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes, then follow your moves all week on Twitter. Probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't brag, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with a sick old vet chain. She calling, she's texting, she's falling, but let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend skate, girl, cause a nigga don't play them X games. Nope. Straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Bitch, put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody knows. My homegirl tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need
her. I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I
can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it.
Hey, glow, try to cold, high to even way out in London town. Whole time, look, they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town with Bungie down. Met a bad bitch that'll cut all night, that'll suck all night. You just cut off light. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last love nut, alright. She be down for whatever, whenever I wanna get up in the guts, alright. Never fuck a fight, on the ground trying to find this headache. I love it when you give me head, I hate it when you give me headache.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good, and everybody knows. My homegirl tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, can't get enough, can't get enough.
I
can't get enough, can't get enough.
I
can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it.
Hey, cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry 4-5s like chain 420. So what I look like, skirt? Them niggas over there look like nerds. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's the hook right there. That's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. Never mind that, girl. Let's make a check. I'll beat the pussy up. That's a hook right there.
She said, I heard you got a main chick. I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody knows. My homegirl tried to warn me. They tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot. So I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough. Can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough. Can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
Wow. So glad to hear from you, callers, those of you emailing me. Just keep on trying to get through. So many people are contacting me about tonight's topic. I just don't know where to begin. But tonight's topic, of course, on Hear No Evil is, why do you think, excuse me, that black men are not into black women? Now, I know that's a vague, vague question. But I want it to be a shock value to you. Fashion shows, TV shows, music videos, some commercials seem to promote black women in negative light. Now, what effect has this had on the psyche of young black men and women? Do you believe that so many black men are into white girls or girls that appear white because of the way black women are depicted in the media? Or are black men not into black women because maybe in their homes there was no black men loving black women, and maybe their mothers or aunties or aunts or grandmothers took the negative treatment that they were getting out on the children, so that's forms of hatred. Or do some believe the hype that black women are bossy and gold diggers and just fake and trifling? I mean, there's so many stereotypes about black women. Nothing negative is being promoted on TV as of late. We have these reality shows showing black women beating up on black women. So where do black men get their perception of black women from? Now, not all black men are into non-black women, but there is so many people being promoted showing black men with white women or Asian women or black women that are really Spanish, but they're not saying they're black. They're saying that they're Latino or Latina or this and that, everything but African-American or African or Caribbean. And what do you think is the real reason for this phenomena? 347-989-0761. I need to hear from you. I'm supposed to have a caller calling in by the name of Chandra Payton, who is the designer and creator of Dauphine, the international clothing line Dauphine of France. And she told me about some crazy situation that happened in a club in Kentucky. And I don't want to spill the beans. I really want her to call in, and hopefully she'll get through to speak with me, because this topic is a topic that everybody really, really, really should be talking about. But before anybody calls in, or if anybody's trying to call in, just keep trying. I see the switchboard lights up, but sometimes when I'm clicking on for you to speak, you're not talking. So maybe you need to really, really pay attention on how to talk to me tonight. I'm going to try to stay on for at least an hour tonight, because tonight I really want to get to the bottom of this black-on-black situation, whereas this black-on-black crime, you know, there's so much hate in the urban and in the suburban areas, where not only is the black man not loving the black woman enough, but they're not loving themselves. They are drinking, they are smoking cigarettes, doing drugs, they're killing their own brothers or cousins or friends that look just like them over turf that's not even theirs, that they pay no taxes on. Where is that self-hatred coming from? What happened to the love, the unity, the brotherly love that took place? What happened to those morals and those scruples? What happened to the standard of living? What happened to the expectations? What happened to the black men that created many, many, many of the inventions that are still being used today? Where is the black mind? Where's that divine mind? What happened to the community? Dow James, who wrote an article on the New Black, which is the New Black magazine, talked about black on black. And I'm going to read something that he wrote, and you tell me if it stands true now. Now, he wrote this 3 years ago, April, and it goes, "Now that I have your attention, you have to know that the title is far from the truth, black on black. At least it is for any sane person, but not for a growing number of black women who are now using the R. Kelly acquittal to bolster their claim that black men hate black women." Now, this is deep. So before I deal with that, let me tell you a story. It was the mid-1990s, and I was hanging out with Jermaine Dupri at the Santa Monica Airport in California, where R&B group Jagged Edge was filming one of their videos. It was summertime, and honeys were out in big numbers, legs, breasts, butt, cleavage on display for all to see. Now, these honeys were in line to be chosen for participation in the Jagged Edge video, and what happened next stayed with me for a while. Jermaine pointed to the line and said, DJ, watch this man. I watched as the young black women in the line foisted breasts, hiked up skirts, and exposed as much flesh as possible the closer they got to the front of the line. So I asked Jermaine if this was usual, and he shook his head and replied, it's like this all the time. Now, over the years, I learned that such is the behavior of the so-called video hoes, who are painted by some as strong, independent women and by others as victims of sexism. While I always have problems with such labels as video hoes, I have an even bigger problem with blaming their behavior on sexism, particularly knowing that their avocation is an unpaid one. I have yet an even bigger problem when black women pretend that the existence of video hoes is only at the behest of the black men who make the music. It leaves so many people out of the loop. It leaves our parents, educators, the media, and of course the women themselves who participate in the degradation of their own image and standing in society. It also ignores the dichotomy of public opinion regarding music videos, music and sexism, which frankly draws a line down the middle of black womanhood. Some black women celebrate the sexual imagery in entertainment, while others decry it and blame it solely on black men. But if black women cannot reach a consensus about crucial issues, including sexism and misogyny, then how can anyone expect a consensus from black men, particularly if they are only watching? I guess I could have put the cape on and flew to the rescue of those poor victims of the Jagged Edge video, but anyone with half a brain knows that none of those women would have come with me to safety. In fact, I would have been laughed at and cursed out and possibly even assaulted. So why do black women continue to blame black men for any and everything that happens to any of them? And why do some black women claim that because black women are subject to sexist views and sexist behavior, it is only because black men are failing to protect them or because black men actually hate black women? Simple. Because it is the path of least resistance, since anyone can say anything about black men and very few will come to their defense. I mean, really, we must ask ourselves, has it been an open season on black women or on black people? Now, back to R. Kelly. So I tried to stay out of the discussion about whether he was the man in the video and whether the young girl was a victim and whether he should be jailed, blah, 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 because for me, the man deserved a trial before being convicted and punished. Some people compared it to the O.J. Simpson case and claimed that African Americans don't care if a black person is guilty or not. They just want to see them go free. That's asinine, and it's also a damn lie. African-Americans and black folks in general are not so unsophisticated that they just want any famous black person to go simply because they are famous. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Black people who cheered for O.J. Simpson did so because the evidence was not evidence at all. They cheered for his acquittal because whites with the same level of evidence had been acquitted. In fact, most black people don't really care about O.J. Simpson because they know he's an idiot. It's just that we understand the justice system, and if they can get off, so should we. For example, there was and still is no moral outrage over filmmaker Roman Polanski, who admitted to raping an underage girl and then fled the country to evade prosecution. There are no extradition efforts and no outrage from women who want his art boycotted and or to use him as an icon for the sexual abuse of women. Further, he was given a standing ovation at the Academy Awards several years ago. Are you hearing me? Now, the people who cheered for R. Kelly understand that no matter how much people become emotionally involved, He could not be convicted simply because people wanted him to be convicted. The tape was not evidence enough, as demonstrated in many cases involving police brutality caught on tape. And the witnesses, including the alleged victim who swore she was not the person on the tape, and the woman who stole from Kelly and admitted to extortion, were not enough. Now, are you guys listening? Because you got to pay attention, because it's deep. For all the crowing about black men not protecting black women, this case shows clearly that apparently many black women aren't willing to protect themselves, as evidenced by the cheering of black women over Kelly's acquittal. Sad. What is also sad and very confusing is that in light of black women's failure to stand up for black women, groups of black women are still willing to give too much focus to chiding black men about standing up for black women. What about OurDaughters.com, a site run by black women, admitted that during the R. Kelly trial, it was black women and not black men who acted the most disturbing in their defense of R. Kelly. Yet, the site has posted and is promoting a petition targeting black men and their need to stand up for black women by battling the exploitation of their daughters, sisters, and wives. Something is wrong with that. Where's the petition for black women to stand up, or the petition for black women to stop participating in their own exploitation? It's not that I am opposed to the protection of black women, don't get me wrong. I just think it is a mistake to lay the burden of protection solely at the feet of black men. I also think it is a grave mistake to think and to link the defense of black women and girls to the allegedly unjust acquittal of one man. Leave R. Kelly alone, because there is nothing there. We would do better to launch unified defense campaigns of black women and girls simply because it is the right thing to do. We should do so because we love and cherish black women and girls, and they should be defended. It's sad, and it's sad that some people think we need an icon. Why not go after all the media outlets that facilitate the soft porn of black women? Why not go after, and I know this won't be popular, the very black women who participate in and facilitate the destruction of black women and girls? And while we're at it, why not go after the black women who participate in and facilitate the destruction of black men and boys? So really, who's hating whom? I think that it is sad indeed that R. Kelly's case is being compared to the Mike Tyson rape conviction. In that case, I still maintain that Tyson was also a victim, not just the woman who allowed him to perform oral sex on her while menstruating and then emerge from a locked bathroom with the phone to continue engaging with her attacker. Muddied and confusing. Do I think R. Kelly is guilty? The answer is, does it matter? I ask it if it matters because out of all the positions that people hold, few want to take the position I hold, which is that R. Kelly is to be held accountable, then other people, including the women who enabled him, must be held accountable as well. How about Sparkle, the young girl's aunt, who allegedly served her up in order to get Kelly support for her own music career? How about the girl's parents, who failed miserably as parents and had no idea what a freak their little girl had become? Why was a 13-year-old girl alone with a grown man? Why was she having sex like a porn star? Is it all of that Kelly's fault? How about a society that allows and even encourages young girls to dress and act like adult hookers and then flashes righteous indignation when grown men look and interact with these young girls inappropriately? There are plenty of young girls with super tight clothing pushing and pressing sexual flex into the public eye, and there's no moral outrage ever over it. In fact, when I wrote about it in this column, some ignorant asshead feminized accused me of hating women and being a sexist for my own moral outrage. Go figure. You see, there are a lot of people who enable the abuse of black women, including some black women. It's counterintuitive and counterproductive to lay the blame squarely at the feet of black men or to ever claim that black men fail to protect black women and yet expect black men to lead in the protection of anyone when many members of the group fail to protect themselves. It's like black people supporting the Wayans family, Martin Lawrence, Flavor Flav, or many of the buffoonish black coons of comedy and rap sellouts who make black people look bad on the world stage and then expecting white people to protect our image. If you want respect, you must first respect yourself. And it's difficult for black women to make demands of black men when far too many black women are far too willing to toss black men under the bus for personal gain or for nothing at all. This includes the proliferation of the down low myth, propagated by black women more than anyone, the myth of more black men being imprisoned in college, and the ever popular claim of black men's undying love and lust for white women. Now, all popular myths that fall from the lips of black women more than any other group of people in this nation. The ignorant bag of crap, J.L. King recently released a DVD designed to educate people on how to recognize a down-low black man. Instead of challenging this asshole to do some real research or shut up, many black women are passing his promotions around as though he is speaking from the Bible. So, before we get to shaming black men into standing up for black women, more than black women are apparently willing to stand up for themselves, we must address the question of why too many black women fail to stand up for their brothers, sons, and husbands. Really, we must ask ourselves, who's hating who? Now, do black women hate black men? Well, we know that during the primary election, many black women decided that it was in their best interest to support Senator Hillary Clinton because she was a woman, as opposed to supporting Senator Barack Obama because he was black. So, if in fact the choice was made to assert womanhood over blackness, doesn't that also mean that the choice was made to assert their interests as women over the interests of their husbands, sons, and brothers? Take the case in point in California. Congresswoman Maxine Waters and L.A. County Supervisor Yvonne Burke both represent constituencies that were overwhelmingly pro-Obama, yet both decided to go sharply against their constituency and support Clinton. Now, were they hating on Obama? But really, let's go back to the R. Kelly case and examine some of the messages that came from it. What we heard from many of the black women who were outraged over Kelly's acquittal is that black men fail to protect black women and girls, particularly from the over-sexualization of modern entertainment. But what we did not hear was that the same over-sexualization of modern entertainment adversely affects black men and boys. It's as though having young black boys growing up watching themselves marginalized as hungry sexual animals doesn't do damage to their psyche or sense of self-worth. Or it's as though no one cares because the focus has been on saving and on protecting black girls. Now, if black women can challenge black men to protect black women and girls, then why is it wrong to challenge black women to protect black men and boys? Why do people want to view the young girl in the R. Kelly sex tape who was overly comfortable getting freaky with a grown man as a victim, but not the grown man who is sick enough to be sexually drawn to young girls? Wasn't R. Kelly once a child? And if he is damaged, wasn't he damaged as a young black boy? Even if no one cares about him, what about other black males like him? I already know the answer. Damn the male, save the family. I'm sorry. Damn the male, save the female. Really, we should be concerned about both males and females. But sadly, we see far too much focus on the uplift of black women and girls as opposed to black people. For example, organizations such as Black Girls Rock exist to raise the self-esteem of black girls, where we used to be concerned about the condition of all black children. why wasn't the organization named Black Children Run? And why is their propaganda only aimed at getting people to view black girls in a different light? Ashley Dunn, a board member of that organization, draws a clear line in the sand. She says the type of education black women and black men have had about the importance of black women has been pretty much non-existent, and what they have seen hasn't been positive. With that in mind, why would anyone get upset about a black girl being abused and urinated on? She was nothing anyway, and that is how black women and men feel in our community. Really? Are black girls being abused and devalued, or are black children, male and female, being abused and devalued? Where is the education about the importance of black men? Isn't much of what we see negative? In nearly every corner, young black boys are being devalued. They are told that they are destined to be gang members, drug dealers, prisoners, above college students, harbingers of AIDS, lovers of white women, and haters of black women. And in efforts to protect black women and girls, black men and boys are typically thrown under the bus as the perpetrators of all things bad and absent from all things good in the black community. What the hell does that do to the psyche and self-esteem of black boys? I tried for 2 weeks to get 15 young guys ages 14 to 24 jobs. I went on Facebook. I went to churches. Nobody, one person did reach back and tell me that, you know, they have some canvassing positions available in Queens, so maybe I'll do that. But just think, how would these kids that live in Harlem and the Bronx know anything about what's going on in Queens? I mean, I will give them the information, but my thing is nobody reached out. And, I mean, I have over 2,000 friends, close to almost 3,000 friends on Facebook. None of them reached out and said, I'll take 3 or 4 of the guys and put them under my wing and, you know, maybe I'll get a street team or whatever. They didn't do anything like that. Where's the outrage? Particularly since some of that anti-black male propaganda comes from black women. If black men and boys are doing so horribly in society, why then are there no Herculean efforts to save them? And why are there so many black women telling us how horrible we are? We fear far too many stories, and we hear too many stories of single black mothers telling their black male children that their destiny is to become the same kind of garbage as their fathers who abandoned them. That needs to stop. Talk to black men who were educated in public schools, and you will hear plenty stories of how they were devalued by black female educators. Even though I had good grades, I was a discipline problem after the death of my stepfather, grandmother, and brother, Mr. James says, or during his sophomore year in high school. He said he managed to pull things together by senior year thanks to some strong black men who stepped in. Yet the black female college career counselor at his school tried to discourage him from going to college. She told him that he was not college material and that he would never amount to anything and that he should join the Army. The problem is that if we only focus on one side and not both, we end up tactfully diminishing the one side, not giving focus. The question that must be asked is whether black women actually hate black men, or we must at least ask whether they are concerned about the plight of their brothers, sons, and husbands. Dow James is an award-winning author of the forthcoming powerful anthology, Notes from the Edge. And you can get that at www.dowjames.com. Thank you for tuning in this week to Hear No Evil, blogtalkradio.com/HearNoEvil. You can call in 347-989-0761, or you can actually hear us on the web. Until next Thursday, I'll talk to you soon. You
all we've done.